Let us pray. God has ascended with a mighty shout. The Lord has ascended with trumpets blaring. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praises. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. We are in an in-between time, a time of waiting. And this is true in several different ways. Physically, we are living in a world, a nation, a community, which is in waiting. For the past 10 weeks, we have been self-isolating by staying indoors and by practicing social distancing when we have needed to go out in public. We are waiting for our medical officers of health to declare that COVID-19 is over. That time is not yet. We continue to live in the midst of a world pandemic, and especially here in Calgary. We live in hope that work being done around the globe to find and bring into production an anti-COVID-19 vaccine will be blessed and guided by Almighty God, and that we may then move forward together out of this in-between time. This is one way in which we are experiencing an in-between time. Another way in which we are living in an in-between time is spiritually. The lectionary that we follow invites us to walk with Jesus and his disciples, entering into their experiences of God at work. Today's Bible readings describe how the resurrection appearances, which the disciples experienced, came to a conclusion. For 40 days following the first Easter day, Jesus met with the disciples and his faithful followers in many different places, including a home in Emmaus, on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, in the upper room, on a mountain in Galilee, in a garden just outside Jerusalem. As a result of these meetings, Jesus convinced his followers, even Thomas, who voiced serious doubts, that they were not imagining something, but that he was truly alive. During these resurrection visits, Jesus talked with the disciples about the kingdom of God and what they were to do next. He promised that God the Father would send them another comforter, another encourager, who would give them all that they needed in order to be witnesses to Jesus. This 40-day period ended last Thursday, May the 21st, 40 days after Easter, when Jesus met with the disciples outside of Jerusalem. Now, where did he meet with them outside of Jerusalem? Luke seems to be a little, he wasn't actually there, so he had to depend on other people's memory. Because in one of his accounts, he says, well, they went out as far as Bethany. In the other account, he says, well, they went out to a garden outside the city, a Sabbath day's journey which is about half a mile. And that would make the garden the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives seems good to me as a place where Jesus would meet his disciples for the final time before he ascended. Because this was the place where Jesus and his disciples had gone on the night that he was betrayed. Here, Jesus gave his disciples their final instructions, and then he was taken into heaven. After Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples walked back to Jerusalem to wait for the coming of the promised Holy Spirit. With them, we are in an in-between time, a time of waiting, which we all know will come to an end next Sunday. But in the meantime, what are we to do? What did the disciples do? The disciples returned to Jerusalem to the place where they were staying, and they met continually for prayer, both in the upper room and in the temple. During COVID-19, we cannot physically meet to pray and to praise God together. But we are invited to meet together via Zoom for morning prayers at 9 o'clock and Compline at 7:30 in the evening on Tuesday and Friday this week. As we move through this in-between time, there are opportunities to pray together. Now, if in your private prayer time, you are in need of some words to express your confidence and trust that God will indeed act at the right time, I suggest that you read Psalm 47 each day this week. Read it with the intention of remembering those times in your life when you felt alone or lost or confused, and how the realization of God's presence with you led you forward on the right way. Give special attention to verses 5 and 6. God has ascended with a mighty shout. The Lord has ascended with trumpets blaring. Sing praise to God. Sing praise. Sing praise to our King. Sing praises. As you read those verses, think of the ascension of Jesus to heaven, where, as St. Paul says, he is sitting at the place of highest honor next to God, pleading for us. That is, Jesus intercedes for you, for me, and for all whom we lift up to God in prayer. Yes, we are in an in-between time. Let us use this gift of time to give God praise.